From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced Tuesday that the U.S. will spread about 250 tanks, armored vehicles, and other military equipment across six European nations to help reassure NATO allies facing an array of threats from Russian terrorist groups. Each set of equipment would be enough to equip a military company or battalion and would go on at least a temporary basis to Bulgaria, Estonia, Germany, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, and Romania. While the stated goal is to move the American forces in and out of Europe, it will be able to better do training. It will also allow NATO nations to more quickly respond to any military crisis in the region. Australia is trying to confirm reports that two of its most wanted Islamic State fighters have been killed in Iraq. The families of Khalid Sharif and Mohammed Elamar have told Australian media that the pair died in a drone attack in Mosul last week. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Khalid Sharif and Mohammed Elamar have become the faces of Australian extremism in the Middle East. 10 years ago, Sharif was jailed for his part in the biggest terrorism conspiracy Australia has ever seen. He gained international notoriety last year when he posted pictures on Twitter showing his seven-year-old son holding the severed head of what was thought to have been a Syrian soldier. Elamar, too, had an active presence on social media and had also been photographed holding the severed heads of pro-Syrian troops. Officials in Canberra say they're working to verify reports of the men's deaths in Iraq. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A banking official says the European Central Bank has increased the amount of emergency liquidity that Greek lenders can draw on. It's the second time it's done so in 2 days. VOA News. North Korea has given sentences of life in prison with hard labor to two South Korean men it accused of spying for Seoul. The North State broadcaster Tuesday said Kim Guk-gi and Cho Chun-gil were found guilty of state subversion at a trial in Pyongyang. The sentence is final and cannot be appealed, said the judge, whose name was not provided. Last month, the detainees were allowed to speak with CNN. Both men told the television network they were spies for the South. An international rights organization has called on European Union nations to better provide for children from Afghanistan, Syria, and other nations seeking asylum in Europe. Human Rights Watch released a report saying many children who have fled Afghanistan to avoid recruitment by the Taliban or conscription by the Syrian army are traveling alone to refugee centers where they can be held for weeks while awaiting space in children's shelters. A new study says that cleaning up dirty air could prevent up to 2.1 million premature deaths every year, mostly in Asia, but also in countries with relatively cleaner skies. Anjana Pasricha spoke to the lead author of the study and had this report from the Indian capital.
The adverse health impacts of inhaling tiny particulate matter that lodges deep inside lungs have long been known. They are associated with increased risk of heart attacks, strokes, respiratory illnesses, and lung cancer. A team of U.S.-based environmental engineering and public health researchers have prepared a new global model to determine the extent to which people would benefit if air pollution from what is called PM is cut to those limits specified by the World Health Organization. The study estimates that cutting outdoor air pollution could save 1.4 million lives in places like India and China. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
A democracy advocacy group says that freedoms across Europe are increasingly under attack by authoritarian states. In a report released Tuesday, the Washington-based Freedom House assessed 29 countries across Europe and Eurasia and said nearly half suffered downgrades in their democracy scores. A project director for the report said Eurasia's authoritarian regimes tirelessly warn their people that moves toward democracy, as seen as Ukraine, can only end in chaos, violence, and poverty. Rwandan officials have confirmed that government's intelligence chief, General Karenzi Karake, has been arrested in Britain. Rwanda's justice minister has told VOA that Karake has been arrested and the government is seeking clarification from Britain on the reason for the arrest. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.